Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, Saints, amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I am excited, as always, to be able to pray. Amen. Praise God. I pray for you. You pray for me and watch God change things. No man know the day nor the hour when Jesus Christ is soon to come. And so because of this, we must understand that, praise God, we need to pray. The Bible said man ought to always pray and not faint. So if we are praying, then we have a reason to pray. There's something going on in our lives that we have to pray about. Amen. Praise God. And we make our requests made known unto the Lord. Amen. The Father. Amen. Above. Amen. And he's able to, amen, help us. You know, David, King David, he wrote a series of psalms. They say he had written over way over 75 psalms or more. They don't even have the exact account of how many psalms he had written. But psalms was always to sing a praise, a worship, or to pray. And he always and most often had to make his request known to the Lord because he was always in something. Amen. Praise God. And I didn't say that he was doing the evil, but he was into something that the enemy, Satan, had tried to place upon his life. He ran from King Saul. He ran from Absalom, his own dear son. He saw his children, amen, praise God, one of his daughters being molested by her own brother. So there was a series of confrontations that David had to deal with, and he knew how to take it to God in prayer. He knew that, amen, his delight was in the law of the Lord, and in this law he meditated day and night. That means he thought upon the Lord. He thought, amen, praise God, upon the Lord. He got his encouragement from the word. Praise God. And we give God the glory for that because we are, amen, praise God, examples, amen, praise God, to Jesus Christ. He prayed all the time. He would go in the mountain and pray. He, if you read the scriptures, you never see where he took his disciples into his secret closet, but they was always around his secret closet. Amen, praise God. He said, tarry here. Amen. A little while, let me go up and, you know, and pray. Couldn't you pray with me at least 1 hour? Praise God, and catch him down when he come back off the mountain. They had fallen asleep. There's a point in your life that, you know, we do corporate prayer, and then we must understand that we have to have that personal touch. I don't know about you, but amen, praise God, I've gotten to the point that, you know, I can hear from others, and I cry out. I'm a big baby, praise God. I cry out to others. Tell me what God is saying and how is this going and what do I do and blah, blah, this. But I never get to the point where I don't call on God and say, God, what are you saying? How do I deal with this? How is this going to happen? And he always shows up. He always shows up. And that's what I love him for. Amen. Praise God. David meditated upon the word. He meditated upon the law of the word. He meditated upon what God said, not what the situation said. We look at our situation and we say, oh, we did already. But God said, no, you shall live and not die, and declare the word of the Lord. Praise God. So we know that, praise God, if we stay with God, God's going to work it out. He's going to work it out. Amen. And he literally said, if his delight is in the law of the Lord, then he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. That bringeth forth his fruit in its season. That's Psalms 1. We know that, praise God, if we delighting in the Lord, trusting in the Lord, believing God going to pull us through, amen, praise God, believing, amen, praise God, that everything is going to work all right for our family, friends, neighbors, amen, praise God, and the enemy, amen, is literally going to be defeated. We're going to bring forth fruit, righteous fruits, amen, so that we can pass them on to those that need to be strengthened in this hour. Prayer gives you strength. I was going through something. I was so, Lord, don't want to throw in the towel because of what I've been through with the devil, what I've seen. But I wanted to get a right now answer. And I laid there and I cried out to God. Amen. Praise God. Now, oh, my God. And he gave me that answer. I praise him tonight. You can, too. Amen. Praise God. Receive the goodness of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, because of who you are, God, we know that you can do anything but fail. My God can do everything but fail. We ask that you would move by your Spirit. Strengthen us, Lord God, where we're weak, where we are in doubt, where we are fearful, where we are lonely. Strengthen us, amen, praise God, so that we can stand firm in the truth. The Bible said, our word in my head and my heart, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, let that word hide in our hearts so that we can meditate upon it day and night. Amen, praise God. And we can be that tree that's planted by the rivers of living water that produces, amen. Father God, let us be productive in this season. Let us be, amen, able to stand forth give you glory. Let us be able to stand forth in this season, knowing that, God, you are the author and finished by faith. We ask you, Lord God, to move by your Spirit. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. If there's any infirmities in our bodies, heal it, Father. Amen. By your Son, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. We know his stripes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're there. Amen. For the healing. Amen. Of us all. We praise you. We bless your holy name. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We ask, Lord God, where we are lonely, where we've been attacked so bad by the enemy, and it's caused us to go in hiding or separate from each other just in order to keep a few minutes peace and come to find out we don't have no peace with that because the enemy has done this evil. Lord God, give us that strength, that mind, that tenacity to stand forth strong in you. We bind up Satan. We bind up the principalities and their powers, the spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world that's over, amen, praise God, towns and states and cities, amen. Nations, praise God, and we ask you to move by your Spirit. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Set the captives free. For Lord God, in the book of Psalms 18, we know that God, you are our strength in the midst of the battle. We know that, God, you are a merciful God, that you can, amen, praise God, do everything but fail. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are pure God. I'm so excited. You are my light and my candle. Amen. Praise God. Be the light for your people that illuminates in a dark area. Be your light for your people that always, amen, praise God, shine to expose what the enemy is doing. We won't be led astray. If we trust and believe in you, call it on you tonight. Somebody's sick in their beds. Amen. Hallelujah. Can't go to work. Amen. Because of the sickness. Need financial blessing. Children are gone astray. And that husband and that wife, amen, have decided to change their minds about the marriage. But you are a God of opportunity, a God of mercy, a God of grace. And you can stop what the enemy has placed upon us. Now, by sending that anointing upon your people, amen, that the yoke might be destroyed. Send your anointing upon the people, amen, praise God, that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. Oh, Father, I ask you, Lord God, for grace and for mercy. I ask you for your truth, amen. I ask you for your will. Oh, God, I thank you, amen, praise God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. I thank you, Lord God, for destroying the yokes of the enemy. I thank you, Lord God, for tearing down the strongholds. I thank you, Lord God, for pulling down every deception and every trick in the name of Jesus. Father God, be with your people all through the night, and you be glorified in them, knowing that, God, you are the author and finisher of our faith. We know that, God, amen, in this Psalms that I brought before the people, Father God, amen, praise God, that your gentleness has made me great. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for holding me up, me and my family. Thank you for keeping those that are incarcerated, God, those that are in the hospitals, nursing homes, God, amen, praise God, on the job, amen, praise God, as well as with family members, keeping them and protecting them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I bless you. I told you, I shabak you. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory, all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Have a wonderful, blessed night. Amen.